Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Connor. Major League Baseball, and of course, side total and props for Game 1 of the NBA Finals with the Heat and the Denver Nuggets. But for now, more rate buckets, because we're wearing bucket hats here on You Better You Bet, as we try and get some valuable win total bets in the National Football League. So just wrapped up our conversation on the Washington Commanders, a team where we came in like pretty under what the win total is right now, sitting at 7. Ken telling you that there are some things that can't be quantified in the win total market, right, based off a schedule, like if a quarterback could potentially be good, faith in a head coach. Ken bullish on the Commanders. Our early projections are not, and that can obviously change if Sam Howell's good early in the season. Like this thing, whole thing gets flipped on his head if that is the case, and Sam Howell is actually, in fact, good. So we are now 8 teams through, a quarter of the way through, Ken, with 8 buckets. Let's do at least one more team here today. Let's pick another team, please, out of the bucket of bets, one of the 8 buckets.
Sure. And good discussion there on Washington, a team. It's a little like the Giants, right? Where they come in low. And I think even you feel this way. I feel this way. It's just, man, do I want to bet on Brian Daboll to not go over 500? Like I know the team's not that talented, but man, do I really want to do that? And I like Rivera a lot too. I know not everybody's in on him, but I just, you know, guy won coach of the year twice. He went to a Super Bowl. Like he's had brutal quarterbacks and they haven't bottomed out once. He's had terrible quarterback play. So I don't know. It's kind of like, I like buying them more than what the schedule says, but look, like you can't look at the games on the schedule and be like, this is awesome. you can't look at the games and be like, oh, Buffalo, San Francisco, Philly twice. Sign me up. Like, I mean, just nobody's saying that. Like, I got a lot of blowout losses, but potentially. So we'll see. Next team. Another NFC team. This will be a really fun one, I think. As the last team today, let's do the Minnesota Vikings as the last team.
Oh, today, absolutely, really yeah. Absolutely love it. So the Minnesota Vikings coming off a 13-4 season last year and a loss on Wild Card Weekend. Hold that L, Minnesota, against my New York Football Giants. Well, so win total in the market right now? they're going to hold a lot more than this season. Yeah. Spoiler alert for everybody. Vikings win total in the market right now at BetMGM, 8.5, juice towards the over. So over minus 135, under plus 115. Make the playoffs, yes, plus 125, no, minus 150. Wouldn't bet the yes. Week 1 for the Minnesota Vikings. They are, as it stands right now, what's this number, right? 6.5, right? Consensus number. I know that it could be different in different sports books, but likely loss, right? This is no longer 7 for Minnesota hosting Tampa in week 1. Likely win,
This is for Minnesota, I think this just goes in likely win. But yeah, another one of those classic, like, you know, is it 6.5 or is it 7? I think likely win for Minnesota is the way to go here for right now. We can always, again, we can, if, you know, if we did this again the last week of August or the site, like when we have more, you know, market movement in the week 1 spreads, we'll probably have some injury information. The preseason will be done or close to being done. Yeah, we might come up with some pretty drastically different numbers based on what's happened. Right now, we'll call it likely.
All right, Thursday night football in week 2. This went so well last year for Minnesota in week 2 in primetime. This was a Monday night game. We were in Vegas for it. I bet the Vikings. It was a bad decision. I don't think I'll make that same mistake this year, but depending on what the number is, we'll see. The Vikings will travel to Philadelphia to play the Eagles on Thursday, September 14th.
The hell is this number?
It's not 7, right? It's what? It's probably what, 5.5?
So they're 6.5 against like a pretty bad team in week 1 at home. God, I don't know, man. I can be nice and say I think it's 6.5. Sure, I can do that. I mean, honestly, though, what did the playoff game against the Giants close? 2.5, right? That was the close in the playoff game against the Giants?
Less than 3, and the Giants got, like, pounded the entire week.
Now, I do a little transitive here just to, like, again, just, like, really, it's not 7? The Giants go to Philly for the championship, or for the divisional round. Philly's, like, more than 7, 7.5 in the game. Why can't Minnesota also do this and have it be 7?
You make a compelling argument. Yep.
I just, man, if it, you're telling me Philly 6.5 against Minnesota, like,
I bet that can be immediately.
That can be it. I mean, they won 13 games. I just, they got rated like crap the whole time. So I'm going to say blowout loss, actually.
I'm comfortable with that, and I'm down on the Vikings this year. So blowout loss, we'll call it week 2 for the Vikings on the road at the Eagles. Week 3, these are fun games, right? It is a fun team. The Vikings will host the Los Angeles Chargers. Toss up.
Yeah, I mean, the two teams are not rated evenly at all. I won't belabor the point. Toss up. Probably.
What do you think? What's the spread? Chargers minus 2? 2.5?
Yeah, or like 1-1, maybe something like that. Yeah. Vikings home field's pretty good. So Chargers can still be favored, but never 3.
Okay. Week 4. The Vikings would travel to Carolina. Take on Bryce Young and the Panthers.
Is this Vikings 2.5? Is that what this number is?
It's, well, I think it's 2.5 or 3 for Minnesota.
I don't know if it's 3. I guess, like, man, I don't know. If they're not going to be 7 against Tampa at home, they're going to be 3 at a better team in the division? Oh, man. Yeah, this is another one that's like really close to the number. I mean, I'm going to say this, and we're both going to say the same thing, but whatever. Like, if they're 3 at Carolina, like, what do you want to bet in the game?
You know, bet Carolina plus 3.
Carolina every single time. Yeah, that's because we don't think Minnesota's going to be that good. But to be fair, like, we haven't even talked. Well, I know you said, I think before on the show, you think Minnesota's, you said it again here, you don't think they're going to be very good. I haven't bet anything on Minnesota. I haven't bet any unders on Minnesota. Like, I haven't done anything with them yet. I don't even have a strong opinion on them. I just, like, that kind of a team on the road against that. I don't know if it's 2.5 or 3. I really don't know. What do you think it's more likely to be?
I think if it opened 3, it would get bet off 3 immediately. So I think we should call it 2.5.
Call it a toss-up? Man,
yeah.
Making Vikings fans mad for 2 straight seasons now. That's good.
Well, piss off. Get a better quarterback.
Game. Yeah.
Right. Also, we love you. Thanks for listening. The fun one here. October 8th. I would love to know what the total in this game would be. The Vikings will welcome in Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Like, I won't do it. I'll just say likely loss. I won't be that mean.
I mean, like, to be fair, like, price always matters. I would bet Vikings plus 7 at home in this game.
Yeah. It's likely loss. I shouldn't have even paused there. Like, that's actually the easiest one to figure out so far.
All right, Nick and Ken, hear you better. You bet going through the Vikings schedule. October 15th, the Vikings will travel to Chicago to play the Bears in a game that we can comfortably call a toss-up.
Yeah. Like, Vikings a favorite of less than 3 is probably right for right now.
Vikings won. We're splitting hairs.
So we'll call that a toss up for sure.
The Vikings will then on October 23rd, the Monday night game, will host the San Francisco 49ers. Likely loss.
Likely loss. Super easy to figure out. Yep. All right. Good. At least some of these are easy. I thought everyone would be like pulling hair. Yeah.
Okay. So this might be the most interesting one that we have done. In any of the teams that we've talked about.
This is going to be a Packers game, isn't it?
It is going to be a Packers game. The Vikings on October 29th will travel to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field to take on Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
Right now, it's... maybe it's not that tough. Like, isn't it just like Vikings 2.5 or 1 or something like that? Like, if the Bears are going to be that number against Green Bay... Like, if the Bears and Packers ratings are going to be pretty close... The Bears are viewed maybe as a little bit better on a neutral field. These games are like really, these division, the Vikings road division games against both those teams are probably in that, it's like 2.5 or 3. But man, it's like a division road game. Like the market's going to hold on 3 in that game. That's what's going to happen. Or it's going to go to 2.5. So I think it's just a toss up again. Yeah. It's a division road game against a team that's rated a little worse. Yeah.
November 5th, the Vikings will travel to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. And I think we can call this a toss up also.
Yeah, either that or I would feel more confident that this is 3 than Packers. This might be 3.
I bet Atlanta in 0.01 seconds plus 3.
All right, we'll call it a toss-up. I'm not that strong of an opinion. I mean, is Atlanta's definitely rated better than the Packers in the market right now? You think that's true?
I think they are. I think they are.
It's really close. Yeah. It's really close. I bring it up because it's really close. So yeah, we'll go at 2.5. I think something like that. Man, the Vikings are going to be, well, we can already figure this out. The Vikings are going to play a ton of sub 3-point spread games already this year. And
last year they won all of them.
They were the best team in all of the history of North American sports in these kind of games last year. And maybe that's because the coach is awesome, and that's possible. Or they just, on average, will lose half and win half, which is why we're assigning them. So we're already kind of learning something about their projection.
We will move now to the Vikings hosting the New Orleans Saints on November 12th.
It's Vikings 2.5 or it's Vikings 3, I think.
I think it's 3.
I think it's 3-2. Yeah, why don't we give them a likely win? That'll make up for all the slander we just had for the last 5 games. Yeah.
And to be fair, like, we're going to get a lot of their home games, division home games coming up here as well. We'll have an opportunity to give them some more likely wins, probably.
The Detroit games yet?
Yep. Oh, November 19th, the Vikings will play at Denver on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, why every game is a stupid guess? This is so dumb. I guess it's
likely loss.
No, I don't. It is. Denver's 3 against the Raiders, and they're going to be 3 against the Vikings. The Vikings are rated better than the Raiders.
Well, they're 3.5 against the Raiders, right?
They're 3 juiced. I mean, how big of a difference do you think between the two teams? I think the Vikings
are a lot
better.
We'll talk about this to start the Power Hour, and we'll give you all our bets for tonight. Power Hour, Final Hour, coming up on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.